9 past 6. Can you believe it's almost 30 years since the Eagle Street Pier Precinct opened in Brisbane CBD? Well, it's one of the waterfront areas in the city that may be about to get a $1.4 billion overhaul. That's if its owner and manager, Dexus, can convince the state government to adopt its subtropical vision for the area. Matthew Beasley is head of office development for Dexus in Queensland. Afternoon.
Hi, Kelly. How are you? Thanks for having me.
No worries. Tell us what Dexus would like to achieve with this proposal.
Oh, look, it's a very exciting opportunity to revitalise a part of the city that, as you said, hasn't really had too much love for the last 30 years. Eagle Street Pier was built in 89, and we're really talking about the proposal covers the area from the Stamford through to the Riparian, Eagle Street Pier, Gold Tower, Waterfront Place and the Polo Club.
Mm-hmm.
And really the opportunity there is to open up the river and provide that access because, as you know, in Brisbane, we are the river city, but we're very good at putting buildings and structures in front of it and actually not providing that access.
So with that redevelopment, how much sort of public space are you anticipating there'll be?
One of the underlying aspiration for us is to deliver about 1.5 hectares of public open space.
Is that more or less than there is now?
It's more than there is now. It's about 60% more. And that, the key parts to that are really trying to, as you know, along the riverfront there, the 1.5 to 2 metre wide boardwalk has its challenges for the runners, walkers and mums and dads with prams. So really it is about bringing the buildings back, and that's the opportunity that's afforded by closing that part of Eagle Street, the small part, bringing the buildings back, and really trying to open up that riverfront to allow it to, you know, celebrate what Brisbane's all about.
Okay, so when you say bring the buildings back, obviously we're not shifting the buildings.
No,
does that mean building the new buildings or building further out into the river?
Yeah, so there's two things there. So the new buildings would be built back into the site. So the existing buildings would be retained with Waterfront Place, the Polo Club, obviously, important heritage building, and the Gold Tower. The development would include two new towers, a new commercial tower and then a new mixed-use tower, set within a ground plane of sort of retail, food and beverage, down on both the Riverwalk and actually up around the base of the buildings itself. But the only development we're doing actually out into the river is actually extending the Riverwalk to create a great promenade there.
Mm. Okay, so if you're putting two big new buildings in, how are we getting more public space?
Yeah, so by bringing the precinct together. So at the moment you've got Gold Tower, which sits on an island site. You've got a road in the middle, and then obviously you've got Eagle Street Pier. So by bringing that together and also providing extra sort of river walk out over the river, you sort of end up with an enhancement both at the river level and actually at the upper level as well.
Okay, so the area sort of behind into sort of going into the CBD, well, not the CBD, oh, yeah, it is, that Eagle Street sort of the curved road, are we talking about cutting that off to cars?
Yeah, so from Charlotte Street round to Market Street, so the Polo Club, we are going through the sort of detailed process, obviously, with council and state to look at the traffic solution that comes with it, but effectively it takes vehicles and buses and everything around the site, which allows the actual precinct to be pedestrian focused and have a series of spaces that then can actually sort of be curated and activated and provide a whole lot of different experiences throughout the day and over the weekend to encourage more people to come down there.
Matthew Beasley is Head of Office Development for Dexus in Queensland. Dexus is the owner and manager of the Eagle Street Pier Precinct, and they're looking at developing that waterfront area to the tune of $1.4 billion. So talking with the state government, so what sort of things have to obviously be considered before this goes ahead?
Yeah, so we've been going through the market-led proposal process, which also includes our council.
Yep.
So it's not a straightforward proposal, and there's a lot of considerations, and that includes both obviously the traffic, but also the master plan and what are we actually looking to deliver in terms of the extent of public realm and the buildings, deliverability. Obviously building on the river is quite challenging, so we need to make sure that's done in a way that both respects, you know, from the environment point of view, but also delivers on the sustainability opportunities that affords as well. So a key part of what we've been doing is engaging with the public and consultation. And certainly from the outset of looking at the project, we, as the owner of the buildings in that area, we have thousands of customers who work in and around the precinct. So understanding what they want and what they want to see is important, together with engaging with the neighbours and broader community to share our plans. And, you know, the feedback today has been very positive, and people are excited about seeing that change occur in that part of the city.
I suppose for most people, and I just wanted to clarify, that access to the river that we already have around that district, that is not going to be in any way impeded or lessened.
I think the opportunity, the proposal, is to enhance it. I mean, one of the key things, as I said before, I mean, if you go down there now, you're basically met by the back of Eagle Street.
Yeah.
And as you go along Eagle Street, all the buildings actually is what you see. A key part of it is actually for us to try and connect the public realm and sort of the back to the river, and particularly around the area of Riparian, which is the sort of lowest point of the city, is opening that up so you have a physical and visual connection down to be able to go walk down onto the River Walk and provide that really key connection, which obviously doesn't exist today.
How about shade? Like in these new, especially at the back of the Eagle Street area, because there's a big tree down there, isn't there? Like, tell me that's going to survive.
Oh, yeah, look, they're key parts of it. You know, you've got to make sure that we have the best, you know, subtropical climate. I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. But, you know, certainly the shading in that area can be improved. And that's a big part of actually designing both the public realm and the buildings to be climate sensitive and provide awnings and areas to sit in shade, but also at times that you do want to enjoy the sunshine as well.
Yep.
And introducing greenery, you know, the whole green relief, you know, sort of being able to escape during the working day and go and just get some green time, sit down on the river and relax, is all part of the sort of plans that we're sort of trying to pursue.
Yeah, it just cools everything down. How about Customs House? Does that fall within...
No, Customs House is at the other end of City Reach.
Yep.
We have Nowdham House, which is obviously a heritage-listed building, which for us it's great because it sits right on that heritage corridor that goes through the cathedral, and very much that will play a centrepiece in the project. And, you know, Nowdham Square, which we're sort of developing outside the front, will really, you know, really showcase that sort of heritage facade.
When you're putting together a proposal like this, how much do you take into consideration future floods, for example?
Yeah, it's a good point. And I think, obviously, since the 2011 floods, there has been a lot of changes. There's been a new regional flood model that came out, and certainly that's been taken into account with the design. And one of the important benefits of the delivery of the proposal will enhance the resilience of the precinct, and, you know, certainly hopefully avoid the challenges that come with it.
Yeah.
You know, we are next to the river, so you have to celebrate it, but you also have to respect it.
Yeah. Can people still give you feedback on whatever the plans
absolutely
are?
We're still in the process, and hopefully early in the new year we'll be doing an exhibition on the project. There's also a website that's available, www.waterfrontprecinct.com, which has all the project information and Q&As and information about and opportunities to provide further feedback. But, you know, a key part of it is for us to know what people want, because at the end of the day it's about providing a place that people want to go.
Will City Rowers still be there, or whatever they call it now?
So as part of the proposal...
That's our teenage years, Matthew Beasley.
It was
I don't know if you're a Queenslander, if you're a Brisbaneite. But...
It was City Rowers to me. So part of the project, Eagle Street Pier, as the retail does go, but what we're trying to do is actually stage the development to allow us to actually decant and, you know, keep continuity of those, because there's some great institutions down there.
Yep.
But there's, at the same time, there's other opportunities to enhance that as we take that going forward.
Mm. Okay, so that's sort of smaller, low-rise areas, they would go to make way for these bigger buildings.
Yeah, correct.
Yep, how high would they be? Have you got any plans yet for those?
So the two towers at the moment that we haven't sort of landed fully on, obviously they can go to the 275 metres, which is the current limit, but, look, that will evolve as we get there. I think our big focus is about what is the place and the ground plane that we're trying to create, because that's actually what people engage with. They don't necessarily always look up into the sky.
No, they don't. All right, so where can people go to have their say? Or Are there plans that we can look at yet?
Yes, so there is information on the website there.
Yep.
And there is also some feedback booths that are available both in Waterfront Place and
yep.
Gold Tower.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, early in the new year we'll be running a more comprehensive exhibition which will provide further details ahead of a planned further detailed submission back to the government in April next year.
All right. Well, Matthew Beasley, thank you for coming in and just telling Brisbane what the plans are for that Eagle Street district.
Thanks very much, Kelly. Appreciate it.
There we go. Matthew Beasley, Head of Office Development for Dexus in Queensland.